What's in this book? So just what are these practices and where did they come from? For our purposes, we will define practices as the core principles which, when applied by both partners, lead to satisfying, enduring marriage relationships. Identifying the six practices for thriving relationships is our way of summarizing a fairly comprehensive distillation of the vitally important things that husbands and wives must do in order to cultivate and maintain a vibrant, lasting relationship. It is based primarily upon Trace's work with thousands of people over a period of 25 years as a marriage counselor, conducting marriage enrichment retreats, teaching college courses in marriage and family relationships, observations and conversations with husbands and wives, and his own experiences in marriage. In reflecting upon these experiences, our objective was to organize these ideas into a simple, unified framework that would be relatively easy for couples to learn and to remember. It turns out that virtually all the essential factors partners must understand and apply in their relationships can be grouped into six broad categories. After developing the initial framework, Trace tested, developed, and refined them in four different contexts. 1. With undergraduate students in several college courses in marriage and family relations. 2. With master's and doctoral students in a graduate practicum in marriage and family therapy. 3. With clients engaged in personal and group marriage counseling. And 4. With couples in seminars. The six practices are very basic in the sense that they are not tied to gender. That is, each practice is equally important for both the man and the woman to apply in order to achieve an excellent relationship with one another. This is only logical since marriage is a relationship involving both a husband and a wife, neither one acting alone. The hexagon design is used with the Six Practices for Thriving Relationships framework as a visual reminder that each practice is like one of the facets of a jewel. Couples can always work to enhance or polish each of these facets in their relationship. When a couple consistently applies all six practices, they will enjoy their jewel of a thriving marriage, which will actually be a unique and precious gem, just as the two of them are unique and precious individuals. See figure on page 14 and those found at the beginning of each chapter.
Originally, I referred to them as the six practices for a thriving marriage. We changed the name to the six practices for thriving relationships for two reasons. One was in realizing that many couples who can benefit from this book are not married, such as engaged couples or those who may be living together but unmarried. Unmarried couples will find that the same practices still apply to their relationship. Some such partners might just discover, as they begin to experience the positive results from applying the six practices, that they want to enjoy the benefits of a fully committed marriage. The other reason is that many of the ideas described in this book, while oriented primarily to couples in their core relationship, can also be applied beneficially in other relationships in their lives.